Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Mike Lindell is with me. How are you, Mike?
Doing great, feeling good. I knew I would.
I love you so much. He is always the patriot who's the happy warrior. I just love that about you. Okay, so we got two amazing things to talk to you about today. One is about Tina Peters, and one is about
Yeah.
this whistleblower. So, what do you want to start with? Tell us, Mike.
Well, they're both kind of combined. You guys, we have a this big report came out with Tina's lawyer and the stuff that we that's been giving that was investigated. This goes all the way back to one of the first things that I had way back with went in way back in 21, and Tina first discovered it when she when they did a backup to her computer. And and everybody, and if you don't know the story, Tina Peters, Goldstar mom, we all know that,
Oh, yeah.
and was a clerk for Mesa County. And
Right.
Mesa County, they were approached, the citizens approached her and said, "Hey, there's something wrong with the election." This was the Mesa County election, not the presidential election. We all know that was screwed up. And Tina did a backup before they were bringing in what was called the trusted build in Colorado, which was deleting all the data of the 2020 election, which is they have to hold that for 22 months in Colorado law, 25 months. Well, everybody, so this has been going on for a long time. Everybody know, you know, Tina's been in jail now for almost coming up on a year in prison, and we through our investigation, everything, even going all the way back to 2020. I'm kind of getting a little bit all over the board here, but I'll frame this. One of the first things we found out, and even Sidney Powell, she was kind of the pioneer, even a little bit before me. I got, you know, where she was probably about a month before, maybe at least weeks before, because when I my first conversation with Sidney Powell was ever, rather than one book signing thing she had 1 years earlier, but I had her over the phone and I said, and she said, I said, "This election stole." She said, "Absolutely." And I said, "Well, was it with machines?" She says, "Yeah, it was with machines, but we have enough of other stuff to overturn it immediately." And that was comforting to me. But I said, "Well, I'm the big," she said, "the biggest problem will be the machines going forward. We got to get rid of them." And I said, "Well, this is when I put in my first money, started pouring money into this." Now, when we started that, she had mentioned Venezuela, Smartmatic, and the first election ever stalled that we knew of with the machines, which was Venezuela in the early 2000s, and like 2002, I guess. And during this time, they as we got into January, when I was the only one holding up my hand, just getting blown away with everybody, "All right, let's blow away Mike Lindell and let's destroy him." During that time, I actually talked to the, by this time I knew that there was kind of like, it's one of the genesis of all this. It was in Venezuela. Maybe like you would say the first prototype to go out, "Let's steal this country first," right? And I knew that from private eye investigation that I had put forward, and some stuff from Sydney. Kurt Olson and I had worked together, you know, the great attorney Kurt Olson. We felt we were finding all this stuff out, but everything was one thing confirming another. During that time, I was on the actual Zoom calls and or these whatever platform we have with the Venezuela underground. And it was so sad. All of them would be on there. There'd be, I don't know, you know, maybe 20 to 50 in a room, and sometimes it was just a few. And I'd be talking to them, and they literally were crying, telling me, "Don't give up. We were praying. Our country got taken," and whatever the 2002, we was done with the computers and the machines. "Don't ever give up, Mike. Please. We were praying." They were praying that it would happen to the USA someday, because that was their only chance they had that it would ever be completely uncovered and exposed what happened to their country. Because you're not going to get new people in power that the people want in power, because you're controlled them by the voting machines.
Right.
So this all ties together. Well, you guys, we have great news, and I knew a lot of this was going to be coming out. But this is just a few days ago, and this was Tina Peters' case. The stuff that they wouldn't let out during her trial, that they suppressed all the evidence. Well, now we have, there's a whistleblower that's come forward. He was part of the steal. He worked for the government in Venezuela, controlled the elections, and he's saying, yes, we did it.
Wow.
And they put these parts on the machines that they call vulnerabilities. Yeah, they all have these vulnerabilities. So they basically have an excuse to tell the public, oh, that was just a glitch, a machine vulnerability, and yes, they're vulnerable. They're actually set up. This is what's set up to steal the election. He through this whole report, he gets sworn testimony that this is what they did. This is how they stole it. And ready, everybody, brought it to the USA with which I've been saying for 4.5 years. And in the Tina case specifically, the trust that build when they deleted all this stuff. You're also adding, the Mesa County image. Let's go back to that. Tina Peters made a backup. We call it the Mesa County image.
Okay, hang on before you do that. I want to show everybody. This is the actual witness testimony Mike just sent to me. And I'm looking here on page 6. It says, sir, do you have personal knowledge whether the election systems in the United States, the voting systems, can be manipulated by foreign agents? And the answer is the electoral systems of the United States can be manipulated by foreign agents or third parties. Question, sir, are you in danger, physical danger, if your true identity is known? Yes. Yeah. So this guy is, you know, he's blowing the whistle. He's doing this sworn testimony. Earlier on these other pages, mm-hmm. it's talking about the sworn testimony. So this is, you know, like you're saying, this is coming out that this is how they've been doing it. This is exactly what you've been talking about for all this time and trying to all save our country. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is it 100%. And, you know, there's different whistleblowers. I mean, these guys, there's way more than one. Obviously, it wasn't one guy that did all this to our country. But everyone, if we go back in time, everybody, you know, there's Dominion's also. They're all tied together. But Smartmatic, and then in Venezuela, and then this is all true in his testimony. But as I tried to get whistleblowers out of Serbia back in 2021. I paid, that's documented, I paid over $300,000 to do it, extract these guys out of Serbia to get them here safely and so they wouldn't be, their lives were threatened. At 0 hour, everything was shut down because somebody was onto it and they backed off for their lives. And I wasted, at that time, $300,000 on the plane to extract them. And I actually done it twice. There was another time I did it with, and they were out of, tied to Italy and Serbia. But anyway, we've known about all these different people, but they, like you say, they've had so much fear that, you know, this guy says it right here. You know, you start saying, the people want, why do you think I get attacked every day and my pillow gets attacked every day and all my, right now Keith Ellison's going after my Lindell Recovery Network. They want me to shut up. I am the biggest threat they've had to, hey, that Mike Lindell wants to melt down our machines and turn them into prison bars. This is what they've been afraid of. They're not, Donald Trump isn't, you know, when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, you guys, in the spring of 21, being the only one that have been on there on the right, as they say, they brought me on there to destroy me, to destroy anything that, you know, let's destroy his reputation. He's a conspiracy theorist. But I flipped that on them and I'm saying, hey, here's what we have. Here's what we have. All this has been out there, but people have just been afraid to come forward.
Of course. Look what happened to you. I mean, they've just drained you dry. Well, you know, and
that's what I was going to say. You know, I had a net worth of $100 million. Now it's $10 million in debt. And I said halfway through, the media asked me 2 years, like in 23, Mike, you're losing everything. You've lost everything. Don't you wish you could turn back time and never do this and never put out your conspiracy theories? I'm going, no. Once you see what I've seen and know what I know, it's over. If we don't get rid of these electronic voting machines, it's over, everybody. Right.
Right,
this
right.
is what this
well,
guy said.
And really, it reminds me, it's because it's your faith, because you, the Lord just, he puts this yeah. in your heart to do, and all of us are in that same situation that the Lord has put something in our heart, and we're, it, whatever right. happens, we put ourselves at risk, and we're just going to do it, you know, and whatever happens, it happens, you know, absent from the body, present with the Lord, and Charlie has discovered that. I mean, he yeah. went out in very dangerous situation, and he upset some very powerful people, and, you know, and mm-hmm. he counted the cost, and that's what you did. You know, you didn't know what the future was, but you had to do this because
right.
you
can't. We lose it
truth.
All anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you're
so
exactly right.
We
lose it all anyway.
Here's
yeah.
this page.
And
here's this page eight. It says, yes, this person who's doing this testimony, he says he was the person in charge in the Situation Room for the Venezuela government.
Yeah.
And so is this the Situation Room called the War Room? He said, yeah, answer, yes, that is correct. Who is present in the War Room during an election? Answer, the President of the Republic, the Vice President. They could either be there or in person or via call. There you go. So this guy is pretty
wow.
high up there. Yeah, yeah. And so he's blowing the whistle.
It's pretty almost as high as you can get. This isn't just a whistleblower, you guys. This is the head of a government. And this is the first country, I believe, that was taken by the machines, by the voting machine. And that's been, you know, being Venezuela. And this was everything. What Sidney Pollack put out earlier, you know, and talked about these things on Newsmax of the, and your Foxes of the world. This is why they all got sued right away. But you guys, the first one that drew first blood in Lawfare wasn't Dominion. It was Smartmatic. Uh-huh. By the way, everybody, Smartmatic only has one county in the United States, L.A. County. Why were they going around suing everybody? Because they knew this goes all the way back to Smartmatic in Venezuela, the genesis of this. There's okay. stuff before that. I'm talking about the what we can see. I mean, you have pieces, the little pieces before that. But this was one of their first big success. You took a beautiful country like Venezuela and you totally destroyed it. Now one of the most corrupt countries in the world. I mean, it's just that they literally did it overnight, almost destroyed it overnight, which you can do with these voting machines. Now I want to say this is the threat. When this guy say here he's threatened or whatever, I've said it so many times, everybody. You have judges that get threatened. All judges aren't corrupt. Hey, you're living with a pretty nice family. They're people too. They live in fear. So many of these, I've said it many times, when's a whistleblower? When's someone going to come forward with a moral compass and say, hey, we need to save our country, our world? And it's happening. And, you know, people say to me, they'll go, you know, that why do you think I still get attacked? Donald Trump is in power. Okay. They're attacking me now more than ever because they're running out of time to get, you know, they've got, hey, everybody, if everybody knows, you know, they just attacked me in Minnesota just today. It came out because I'm selling one of my buildings, my corporate building in Kamini. Mike Lindell, you know, he's a conspiracy. He's going, MyPillow's going broke. They're kind of regurgitating this stuff. He might run for governor and all this stuff. And they're going, well, why now are you attacking? You know why? Because they don't want to get rid of these machines before these midterms, and they have to go, everybody. They have to go.
Yes. Okay. So I want you guys to see this real quick while I have this still on the screen. Notice that it is dated. I mean, this is hot off the press. This was filed in Venezuela. Where was this filed?
Colorado, I believe.
Okay. So this was filed in Colorado, September 23rd, 2025. And I'm sure you know this, but my people, you know, will love me focusing on this. This was the first day of the Feast of Trumpets. It started on on the 22nd that evening. This is biblical. This is biblical. Yeah. All this that is happening. The autism report came out on the first day of the Feast of Trumpets. I mean, so many the Antifa being designated a terrorist organization happened on the Feast of Trumpets. I mean, every day President Trump is the trumpet blasting out this truth.
Absolutely.
It's really y'all. This is so biblical. It's so exciting. And then I also saw that Pete. And then of course, getting back the YouTube accounts, we're going to talk about that real quick. But Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of War, just called for all these, I think, 800 generals to meet on the last day of the Feast of Trumpets because the next day after that is the Day of Atonement. This is the day where it's like it's the day of being set free. On the Day of Atonement, right. you announce the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. I mean, this is a biblical day. And the Lord told us to keep these festivals. If you're new to these festivals, we were told to keep them perpetually. But it also says that in Daniel that they would try to change the times and the seasons and stop the feasts. And so because they knew that if we knew these things, then we would be able to follow what's going on. Now, I wanted to ask you also about Tina. Oh, before we do that, YouTube, okay, Google is this huge monopoly, and they're saying, we they canceled so many of us and canceled you. I mean, like you said before we came on here, if they let you back on, they'll let anybody on. Well, I just got my account back literally like 1 o'clock this morning. I flipped. Right. I'm like, really? Of course, part of me is still so angry because this, you know, the reason they did this, and Bannon was just talking with the CEO of Rumble about this, it was for election interference. That was the whole reason that they banned us. It was clearly, 2 weeks before the election. So that's what's, everyone needs to understand. This was treason. This is, they're not doing it because they've seen the light. You know, they realize that they are guilty of crimes of treason for doing this. So I'm hoping that you will get yours back, but I'm working on the relaunch of my account, and I will be shouting out from the rafters, about election interference. Go ahead.
Well, did you get yours back? Did you apply to get yours back, or you just poof, it showed up?
No. I had to, it said to go and file an appeal, so I went back. It's been 5 years. I didn't even remember, what the name of the account was. But I went on there, and I filed the appeal, and it said, we're in process or whatever. And then just last night, I got an email saying that if you want to see it, I had posted. Basically, it said something like, we realize we made a mistake. Oopsies. You didn't break any of the community guidelines. Oopsies.
Well, I was canceled before cancellations were the thing, everybody. And when you say for the election, there was, I believe there's three reasons. You had the vaccine and was Big Pharma involved in all that. But I agree. I think I agree with you. You got the vaccines. You have the elections, and then you also have Christianity. I believe all three of them, they were able to go after everything in one big swoop. And here's why I say that. When I got, mine's been gone probably more than anyone's. It's been almost, I think it would come up 7 years this spring. This goes back to the spring of 2020, everybody. Remember, everybody, when I spoke at the Rose Garden before the China virus?
Yes.
And I spoke out about God. And at that time, they had brought me I'd been brought a supplement that worked against the virus, which, by the way, I'm still fighting. 5 years later, the IRS over whether to take that deduction, because the IRS would not let me give it out. $10 million worth of this product. I was going to give it out. First the U.S., then Israel. I got shut down there. I got shut down the Philippines, Brazil, churches up and down the Amazon. So that's a whole other story for a whole other episode. But they canceled me then after that. They canceled me. All I did, remember at the Rose Garden, I just talked about, hey, a nation had turned us back on God. We need to spend time with our families, get back in the Word, get back in our Bibles. And that was the number one story in the world for 5 days. I think I did 109 interviews. So I've been canceled on YouTube since then. But here's this, everybody. My Pillow has been canceled for 5 years.
Right.
My Pillow.
Right.
I mean, you think about this.
Right.
This is what they did.
Right.
Every one of my entities. Now, we've asked to get them back. They haven't done it. Like I said, I will, and I'm going to be shouting from the rooftops, because you know what? They can say all they want and let, but like I say, if they let me back on, I'll believe it that they've come clean. Oh, yeah, we're going to let back on. Because you know why? They might not know it with you, but with me, as soon as they open that account up, what do you think I'm going to start talking about? The same thing I talked about when they shut it down, just like you just said with your account.
Right, exactly.
Right now, this is a big opportunity, everybody. I told you, what we have now that we didn't then is our voice, this massive voice. You add YouTube to that. If you're not going to, if the filter, the gloves are off, we can now put out all the evidence that we've had for 5 years, just like this whistleblower, and everyone talking about it. And now the people out there, this is what I said. I think I said it on your show a couple weeks ago. If not, I'm going to say it now. The president's going to be coming out with an amazing executive order and stuff that's coming. When he comes out with that to get to paper ballots hand counted, we need the whole country, not just MAGA and not just Republicans, conservatives, we need all people. All people to say, we've got to get rid of these machines. Yay, President Trump. You know, even the ones that don't like him. You know, I don't like that president, but boy, he's smart. Let's get secure our election. Because a lot of them believe that his election was stolen with the computers, you know. You hear that, and you hear, like, we do know that 9 congressmen were stolen and 4 senators. And I'm really looking forward to this as this all unfolds. Yeah. And
okay, so
YouTube is very important, everybody. Get your accounts back and shout to the rooftops if you don't have to worry about strikes anymore or whatever. I mean, I never thought in a million years that I would ever even have a chance to get a YouTube access.
Right, right.
The verdict's
well,
still out
okay,
there
so
with
this,
me.
Right, right, right. I know. And you, yeah, we'll have to watch and see. Let me know. Okay, so this is the thing, though. I think that they know that they are in jeopardy of losing it all because they've become a monopoly, and they're going to be shut down and busted up like the trust buster. So that's really what I think is behind this.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're going to be held to an account financially for what they've done, the damage that they've done to people. I think that they realize that they really, really messed up, and they're going to have to be pay serious consequences. All right, so now tell me what's going on with Tina Peters.
Well, you just heard as much as I know there.
Okay.
This thing came out. I don't talk directly to Peter's lawyer. I met him in Las Vegas. I will tell you this, that there were some other efforts I was making here, and I did get notice from people through her, actually her attorney, saying, just hold on that, Mike, with the stuff I was doing here, which I can't even say what I was doing here because there's like 3 different moving parts, I believe, to get her out. And so I would say there's good news coming. And this is, I think this was a part there. They reached out to me and said, pause what you're doing.
Oh,
do not,
wow.
You're doing.
So here's
No, don't get me wrong. That wasn't everybody. That's not when I talked to the president. He's doing his own efforts, whatever he is going on there. I will always tell him, hey, she's still in. We got to get her out. But
this is another thing that was done on the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets. You know, the day starts in the evening, whatever. So this is on the 22nd that that Ed Martin, who is in the DOJ, okay, so he is he's got a special capacity for pardons, okay, and I didn't even realize that he was the head of I can't remember the name of it, but that's one of his special roles. And so here he is looking at this gigantic stack of papers, and I can't read upside down, but I'm just very interested to see. I didn't know if you knew, you know, what they have cooking. But of course, this is Tina Peters' attorney, and so it looks like maybe they're going to spring her. I hope so.
Right. Well, I hope so too, I'm praying for it. But I believe that could be the same packets that I sent you a little bit ago, that could be the packets, and part of this whistleblower is part of that packet. That's what if I was to speculate, that's what it would be. I'm sure they have plans of what they're going to do with it now, where you're bringing it to a judge in light of this. Remember, everybody, this is what I've said all along. I have said, you know, the president can't get her out with a pardon. This is a state versus federal. But what the president can do is pull her out as a federal witness and put her in the federal witness protection program. I have said this for a long time. Now, who would you be protecting her against? Well, the same guys that this whistleblower is afraid of, I'll tell you that. That's number one. But I'm putting number two would be Jenna Griswold, the crooked Secretary of State of the state of Colorado, one of the most does some of the most evil things ever done in our country, and running the crooked Colorado elections, and so that would be if I was to, and I bet you if I had to put everything on the line, that's what I would say is this is probably a part of a bigger picture so she can be pulled out and be a federal witness against all these criminals that have tried to steal our country, including the state of Colorado, which is at the tip of the spear for many reasons.
I hope that makes sense. You guys, the file that I was just showing you, as you saw, that it was recorded in the state of Colorado on the 23rd, and here is the DOJ Ed Martin on the 22nd posting that he's got this big stack of paper. So that makes sense to me too. Okay, so you were going to talk very briefly about the trusted build, okay, and explaining that. So we were just talking with someone before we came on that this national coordinator for these machines, he's talking about the vulnerabilities in these machines that of course, you've been talking about it forever, Mike, and so and that they used that same vulnerabilities in the trusted build in Colorado, and it has the same stamps on the same fingerprints on it in Colorado that it has in Venezuela, and that's what's in this big stack of papers, right?
Yeah, absolutely, that's there. And I want to tell you guys another thing when you talk about these, the trusted build. You talk about these vulnerabilities. You guys, we have. Like when the president asked me, or when we were talking about, because he actually asked Colorado for all their election records, their cast vote records and such. And that's part of what you have to keep for 22 months.
Right.
And by federal law. Well, I said, sure, there's no records left for 2020 other than Tina Peters, the Mesa County image, which, by the way, you guys, check it out for yourself. You can go to LindellTV.com. Go to inside the machine, side over the square, click on it, and it's all there for the whole world to see.
Right.
I have had Tina's image posted, not just the reports, for almost, it'll be 3 years coming up. We're coming up on 3 years, actually maybe three for sure. Now, I want everyone to know the Mesa County image that was taken out of the backup that Tina Peters did, it took me almost a year and a half, to finally get the cast vote records from LA County, which is what everybody? Smartmatic. So you have a Smartmatic machines and their cast vote records. And then you have Dominion over in Colorado with the Mesa County image. Well, our cyber guys all looked at, this is 3 years ago. And guess what? They're identical. That one movie, identical. okay. Right. So, and then you can also take other machine companies. I don't care what the brand is, you guys. The brand doesn't matter. ESNS, the big ones out of Omaha, Nebraska, which, by the way, have more machines in our country than all the other ones. They're the number one. And Hart and all these brands, they're all the same. This is that they're all on the internet. It doesn't matter. You can have a Samsung phone, an Apple phone, it doesn't matter what the device is or what this brand of the computer, they all have to go, every one of them. And you can take an image of any of the machines in the country, any county, and they're going to be identical.
Right,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And this guy's telling you why, this whistleblower that ran Venezuela's on a crooked election.
It worked in Venezuela. We got to do the same thing in the U.S. that we did in Venezuela. All right, so you know what? I bet... And I know you're probably like, oh, no. I bet when this is all said and done, you're going to have everything back and that you so generously gave up, right, for our country. And not just you, Mike, but everybody will. We will have back everything that they stole from us. This is biblical. And number two, I bet you, President Trump has named the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh, now to Ben Carson. He's done to Giuliani and now Charlie Kirk. Posthumously, and I bet he's going to do one for you too, my brother. I bet you he is. And I'll tell you this: you have proven yourself to be a true patriot, and this has been your proving ground. And you've acquitted yourself as a faithful patriot. And well done, good and faithful servant.
Well,
like everyone has been talking about for Charlie also that he wanted. That's what he wanted. Put it in our site to have free shipping, everybody.
Yeah. Yes. And you guys, and if I can say something here, you guys, this is really huge. You get free shipping on your entire order with that promo code Millie. But go to mypillow.com /Millie, you're going to see, I want to talk about the top three squares there, the six-piece towel sets. We were 3 months without them. Okay, everybody's going, Mike, when are they coming back? When are they coming back?
I know,
we got in. We finally got in, but we only got in two containers, everybody. They're on sale $69.98. They're on sale for $39.98 plus the free shipping. All the colors are in stock now. And we're already halfway through the two containers. So get those. Stock up. Get the best gifts ever. All my pillow products are. Now, the next one there is really important. The premium My Pillows. This is the lowest price on any premium My Pillows in history, but they're very special because they're made. We only have so many of those. I believe we have like 4,000. It's a very low quantity. It's almost like a commemorative pillow that we made. But this is made with the Giza ticking that we use the best cotton on the outside. And then, of course, the My Pillow patented fill. Queen size, you guys, you wouldn't believe this, $17.98. King size, $19.98. We're not going to put a limit on them either. Once they're gone, and they're going to be gone very fast. I probably believe this week. And then you have the closeout sale on all of our Percale bed sheets on the lines. We had two lines of Percale. We're actually consolidated down, and our loss is your gain. These are wholesale price of $29.88, any size, any color. You're saving up to $90 a set. Get all your Christmas gifts right there. Once these are gone, they're never coming back. So then you got the My Slippers. We're closing out. We can't bring them back. Those were made. The tariffs are so big now that because those we cannot make in the U.S., but $39.98, if your size are still there, you guys, once they're gone for good. And then we have the Classic Collection, the Giza Dream bed sheets on sale. But I want to tell you one more thing with this free shipping on your entire order. We do all our mattresses made in the USA, our mattress toppers, everybody, and our mattress pads. Those are big ticket items, come right to your house in a box. And the shipping's very expensive. You get the big sale on them, plus you're getting them shipped
there
for free.
That's awesome.
And the last thing I want to talk about, you see it right there, the next generation of energy drinks, the Rev 7 energy drink, it gives you the most clarity, no sugar, no caffeine. Anything you order today, you're going to get 3 cans free with sign up for it signs you up for subscription. But you can cancel right away, but you won't. You're going to absolutely love how you feel with this. And it's the most healthy energy drink ever.
I love it. This is terrific. I just got for a birthday gift, I got for my sister-in-law, the topper. She is so happy. She said she has not slept so well, and she doesn't know when. I just love the topper. We have a topper on all of our beds.
And you know, with the topper, this is what I want to quick say to people. You have sleep cycles. Back when I invented my pillow, I wanted something you could adjust to keep your cervical nerve straight, and that gives you the great REM sleep. But your sleep cycles go REM delta. That's called delta sleep.
Okay.
Your delta sleep, which is for your body. Your body needs to sleep good too. And it's all about temperature and pressure points. Mm-hmm. And our mattress toppers and beds, they're game changers. Right. You're getting where your My Pillow gets your brain all recalibrated. And by the way, it's not how much time we spend in bed, it's how much of it is quality. You need both of those great.
Yeah, I have on my watch, it tells me I'm getting a lot of REM sleep. So I don't get everybody knows that I don't get a lot of sleep because I just can't seem to stop. But anyway, when I do go to sleep, I'm getting good REM sleep.
That's
very, very good. And I have the body pillow too. So I just love the body pillow that you can, I'm just so cozy, so comfortable. It's like a nest. My mom and I call it our nest. All right, let's pray. And then we're going to jet out of here. Thank you so much for coming on in your busy schedule to share all of this with us. Okay. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that this is the day. This is their Feast of Trumpets. The truth is getting trumpeted out. Thank you, Lord, that we're getting our voice back and we're going to be able to share this truth. We just ask you to bless our efforts to get the truth out about the election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. We're going to say it and say it and say it. And that we have got to get rid of these machines because we don't want to end up like Venezuela. We just pray and you bless this whistleblower in Venezuela. Please, Lord, Don't let a hair on his head be hurt. And all those who've been standing up for righteousness, we pray you would bless them. And we pray that everything that the enemy has stolen from them will be returned to them, especially to Mike and all these wonderful patriots who fought so valiantly for so, so long. And I just believe that we're at the door of seeing this beautiful, beautiful days. And I just believe that my pillow is going to just take off. I thank you for all of my wonderful patriots here who work so hard. And I thank you how they've always supported Mike so much. And I just thank you for the beautiful days that are ahead, where we just won't be so much of a hard slog, but that we'll just be able to bust through and have the truth out and just be able to enjoy the golden age. Thank you for our wonderful president. Thank you for Tina. Lord, be with her in the middle of her, all that she's going through. Lord, help her to know that you will set her free. That just like it talks about on the Day of Atonement is the day when the captives are released. That's the whole thing about it. And the debts are canceled. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to see these beautiful days. You said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and that you're going to take care of us and set all of humanity free, not just America, not just Venezuela, but everyone. We just look forward to what you're going to do and put it all in and trust it in your hands. We pray this in your great name, Jesus, the King of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, brother. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to see you. Yes, you too, brother. Okay, guys, I love you, and we'll talk to you later.